Now, what happens there? Y'all take some time off after this week, is that right?
Well, we're going to have two busy weeks over the next 2 weeks in Texas. We're starting our town hall series the first week of April, and we're going to spend a fair amount of time talking about the budget. We'll have a town hall meeting in Bryan-College Station. We'll have one in Waco, and we'll also have one in Austin.
Right. And obviously, what's the message that you want to bring home as far as the budget and the continuing resolution?
Well, what I want to talk about with respect to the budget is pretty well in line with what the Wall Street Journal editorial said yesterday by two Stanford economists. It said that balancing the budget in 10 years and tax reform is going to be good for American families. It said that in 2014, if this goes through, it'll raise GDP by about 1%. It'll raise average American family income by $1,500. It said over the course of 10 years, that it'll grow GDP by about 4.5% and American family income by $4,000. That's the primary message we're going to be talking about.
You know, what I see here and what I feel here in the local economy is, of course, we are in a bubble in many ways. We're protected from the stories that so many people have to tell in other parts of the country. But there seems to be in Texas and certainly in the Brazos Valley a very positive feeling about the way things are headed.
Yeah, I know, and it's like the sequester came and happened, and nobody came. And it's good to see the federal government becoming a smaller share of the economy, and letting the private sector begin to flourish. And of course, in Texas, we've been very lucky. We didn't feel the Great Recession nearly to the extent that most of the country did.
You know, one of the things I noticed as the Senate is struggling with the budget, and I don't remember which senator it was, I'm not sure. But anyway, the whole idea about rural airports not being closed is the real sticking point as far as he's concerned. And, of course, that's probably something that a whole lot of reps can identify with, yourself included.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are smart cuts and there are dumb cuts, and the Secretary of Transportation has elected to go the dumb cut route. I mean, the if you look at the FAA budget today versus where we were in 2001, we have about 15% fewer flights today than we did before 9/11, and the FAA budget's grown by 40%. And so there should be a way where they could cut 5% from out of the growth section of the budget and not have to shut down towers. But the administration has elected to go a political route instead of a smart route.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Okay, everybody, listen, I'm about to give Bill an opportunity to say something nice about Harry Reid, because yesterday in the Senate, they obviously watered down the president's gun control proposals, and it was Reid that led the march there.
Well, you know, Harry Reid can count. That's kind of what it tells me, and he was looking at his ability to pass gun control legislation that included an assault rifle ban, and I think he figured out that he didn't have anywhere close to the votes it was going to take. My guess is he probably didn't even have 50 votes, and so he has stripped out the assault weapons ban. And my assumption is before long, his legislation will get better. Whatever he sends across is probably going to be dead at the House. So I don't see a lot happening on the gun control front this year, except to protect the Second Amendment.
After the losses in the last election cycle, the Republican Party has taken a pretty hard look at itself, asked some hard questions, and has gotten some hard answers back. And some of those became public this week as to what the Republican Party is going to need to do if they want to be really an operative party on the national level for years to come. What are your thoughts as far as the moves that the party should make?
Well, a lot of them. First of all, I think we need to do a lot better job in terms of our messaging. Our principles still stand the test of time: limited government, balancing the budget, adhering to the Constitution, protecting life, and protecting family values. I think we need to do a lot better job in the way we talk about those things. In addition, for whatever reason, the party sort of forgot about the value of grassroots politics. Going door to door, knocking on doors, and making sure that you're talking to the people that are going to be the voters. And whether it's done through social media or actually done it by wearing out shoe leather, we need to get back to those basics of politics. I never would have gotten elected without a great grassroots effort, and we need to remember how important that is.
And, of course, one of the things that the Republican Party needs to feel more inclusive about has to do with immigration reform. And I know that there's a bipartisan group that's trying to put that together. The House, the Senate group seems to have a higher profile. But what can you tell me from the House delegation and what kind of immigration policy seems to be coming forth, and is it something you can be comfortable with?
I don't know about the policy. I do know that the there is a group, bipartisan group in the House that's working on this, and from what I understand, it's going to start coming out in April, and I think the sooner the better. I'd like to get this addressed this year as opposed to next year, because if we do it next year, it's just going to look like it was done for political reasons. I think we need to do it to resolve this a giant gaping issue that's bothering millions of Americans.
Sure. Anything else of import right now on your screen?
Well, the continuing resolution, it should come back from the Senate either today or tomorrow. That funds the government from March 28th through September the 30th. My hope is that the Senate hasn't messed it up too badly and put any poison pills in it so that we can vote for that and get it off the table and move on to more important things.